Today, on this 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, I'm actually speaking at all the masses for our annual stewardship renewal. This is our fourth year of our stewardship renewal program, and if you haven't already received in the mail some of our materials, you'll be probably getting them out this week. In the materials will be a booklet of our ministries, parish ministries, and then also a commitment card. On the theme for this year is, what do you seek? What do you seek? There's so many areas in our life where we have so many great hungers, or we seek so many new things, even social media, looking for new finds, or the next new thing, or the next new bargain. As we hear in Mark's gospel today, Mark chapter 10, we hear Jesus asking his followers to, what do you wish? What do you seek? What do you want me to do for you? Well, as a pastor, I can ask you that question as you grow in faith, maybe for this year. What is it that you may seek in your faith? In different scripture stories, we hear some different responses where there's someone seeking a healing for sight, hearing, walking, spiritual, or different types of ailments. What is it that you come seeking today? As we hear in Scripture, we hear of in Hebrews our high priest, Jesus the high priest. He is able to sympathize or be with us even in our weaknesses. That's plural. You may only have one, but some of us have made more than one. We have a high priest that's able to be with us, sympathize with us in our weaknesses. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace. As we come for our stewardship renewal, and I pray that this can be an encouraging talk. This can be a challenging talk, but I know it can be also an irritating talk for some people. But hopefully it is a good, inspiring talk here today. And I do pray that when we're in heaven one day, that you'll actually say, Father, thank you for giving that challenging talk on stewardship. We always do need those reminders that everything we have has been given to us by God. As we go through our annual stewardship program, again, this is our fourth year for doing this pattern which we're using right now. It's our fourth year. There's a phrase that says, it's easier for stewardship to be caught than taught. It's easier for stewardship to be caught than taught, meaning we have ways that we do work structures in our family and household, and hopefully as we give models of family and community, hopefully it is a way that it can be caught by others that want to participate within our community or family life here in the parish. As we look through our ministry workbook and pray about activities or maybe ways that we're called in the parish, we use this tool, this commitment card, and on November 3rd and 4th is commitment weekend. So between now and then, I'd like you to prayerfully look over this commitment card. And we do this each year because life events change in our own life stories. Or just because God calls us to one thing one year doesn't mean it's the same call for every year. So we do invite families to pray over this, and hopefully as we teach the next generation about this way of stewardship and tithing, we may not see the benefits right immediately, but I think these are going to be benefits that are going to be lasting for generations as we teach this. This is what God calls us to do, and as a pastor, I really feel confident in this way of this stewardship renewal that we're practicing. And it really helps us, I think, in teaching and education too, and also inviting people with opportunities into renewal. The very first mark on here for our time is committing to attendance for Sunday Mass and holy days. Sometimes if we can look over our year and look at what our priorities are, so when we look in our year to say, okay, what is actually really important in our year? So if we could look ahead to Sundays or holy days, if it's an option throughout the year, it's a struggle throughout the year. But if it's already planned and worked into the schedule, It's a blessing, and it's going to be a grace that's going to help us. So working through this commitment card, I think, is a real blessing. And as I said, Commitment Sunday will be November 3rd and 4th. I believe that's the time when we actually change our clocks. So there's a time change when we have our Commitment Sunday. So things do change when we make commitments to God. I want you to know this is not a legal document. This is only an exercise. This is only a tool. Just as for me, I have a tool that I use in my annual report that I have to share with you. How many of you already have your bulletins? There's some, maybe they've passed out bulletins ahead, but if you open that up, in there, there's a brief synopsis. It's actually a four-page, not too brief, but it really lays out some of our stewardship that we've done last year. So this works off the fiscal year, which ended June 30th. So July 1 begins our fiscal year each year. As a pastor, I want you to know I have a responsibility, not just reporting to you, but monthly we have to report to the diocese. There is a year-end report that we have to give. It's June 30th. And so what I report to you, I make a commitment to you to be transparent and to share with you our report. And anytime you have questions, I hope you feel free to ask me. Or do we have a finance member here at this Mass? Okay, Ken over here, Gavin right here. So we have a few members. So after Mass, they'll be in the back in the narthex or in the front narthex to answer questions. And I do invite you, if you have questions, please ask us. In the first part of this report, as I'm called to give testimony to you, because my role as a pastor, first of all, it says I must first be your servant. So as I give this report, it's really as how I'm called to serve you and to be accountable to you. First of all, I have to keep the lights on here, right? So I'm responsible to you for that. So with keeping up the parish and maintenance and operations, but also providing for the sacraments, so we can see the list down here with baptisms and confirmations, first communions, marriages. There may be more that goes on around here that you're aware of. Sometimes when I can give this annual report, hopefully it's to give you some good news. So if people ask you about your parish, you can say, let me share with you some of the things that we're doing. On our church campus, some of our updates, as I speak about the lights, we're trying to look at our green initiative. So we now have LED lights in here. So we're looking at these options, how we could move forward in our green initiative. We are also one of the few parishes that also has a life cycle planning. So we set aside money during the year for repairs and replacements because this is a beautiful church, beautiful space, and we have a responsibility to help keep it nice. So there's a few things on the church updates, some of the organ concerts that we have, the new gardens that we've had outside. These would be due to some Eagle Scout projects or some of the resources from our men's and women's club that have helped sponsor some of the projects for the fountain outside, or also the fountain, the garden fountain right out in front of the church. Looking to formation, the next page. So again, what am I responsible to you for? Well, looking at different missions, Advent or Lent. So we do have an Advent mission already planned. It's Sister Breege McKenna. Some of you know Sister Breege, who has this beautiful gift for healing. She's going to be coming in Advent, but some of our faith formation, we look at our Advent retreats, leadership retreats, sharing a book with you at Christmas from Dynamic Catholic, The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. We see look at some of our adult formation classes. We started a training for the Alpha course, so we're right towards the end of our first Alpha course training, which I'd like to give a personal testimony for that, going through that. It's really inspired my faith too. So as I stand up here preaching to you, I'm one that also has to walk with you to have my faith inspired and nurtured too. So I'm also on the journey with you. So Alpha course, going through that, that's really been a blessing for me too. With our students going to Cove Crest or Hidden Lake or Vacation Bible School, we have our men's and women's retreats. These are part of the stewardship we plan and service we plan throughout the year. For our outreach activities, again, what are things, as you look at it, what stands out for you? One of the first things is we packaged 22,000 meals for Catholic Relief Service. That was a hands-on training, on-site packaging of 22,000 meals. When we preach the gospel, hopefully it's not just words here at St. Timothy, but it's also action. It's also the hands-on. Through St. Vincent de Paul, through collection of food here in the parish, we collected over 19,000 pounds of food. That'd be hard for one person to carry, right? 19,000 pounds of food that we've distributed through our clients here or going out to other ministry outreach ministries that we work with. Our youth have gone to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. We've had a parish mission trip to the Dominican Republic. We've developed a gifted ministry for special needs youth, adults, and support for their families. We did a Good Samaritan project over the summer for youth service projects in our own diocese and area. And the list can go on there that you can continue to read over. For our community activities, we can celebrate the ordination of Deacon Ed. Also, Father Lou was ordained in this past year. We can celebrate the over 4,000 meals that we served during Lent, our Lenten fish fry, our multicultural event in May where we celebrated the many different cultures, catechist appreciation, Knights of Columbus events, and so on. I really just invite you to go over this list, and it's really just a compressed list of many other activities that we have going on. On the last page that deals with numbers, with income and expenses, we have a lot to celebrate here in this parish. With this comes great responsibility, and as I have that accountability to you, I also do take my accountability before God very seriously. As we look at our parish, there's many ways that we can grow in service. So I'd like to thank you for your committing to our help with stewardship in the parish. And when we preach about stewardship, we're not called to give because the church needs money. So that's not the right concept of stewardship. When we're called to tithe, we're called to give because that's part of our responsibility in giving. I hope that's clear there too. And then as we utilize that, the funds in the church, I hope you pray for us because there's a strong accountability how we're called to use those resources for building up the kingdom of God. So we go down the offertory, debt reduction, those monies are actually used to pay down the mortgage. The auxiliary income of $97,000, that's from the men's and women's club that they work hard throughout the year, holiday boutique, pancake breakfast, fish fry. And that income, if you go down on the expense side to ministry and outreach, that's where that revenue is used and utilized for ministry and outreach or campus updates around here. That's through the men's and women's club, through their hard work, that this parish really benefits. You can see the different income areas there. And going down our expense areas, I'm not going to go over each point there, but please feel free to ask me or one of our finance members following the Mass. A nice thing that I'm proud of and that our finance committee has been strong on is reducing our mortgage. How does that sound? Wouldn't you like to do that too at your house? We had a pretty big mortgage here. In this past year, we've paid down $589,000. That's from offertory. We had an extra that we paid down of $364,000. That's part of the $589,000. That's paying down the principal. That number comes from the money that was coming in from the Forward in Faith campaign. So just so you know, we've really been working to pay down our mortgage, because that's a big payment every month, plus interest. I'm not sure if you know it or not, but when we built the youth center, the expansion of the parish center and the school, we did not take out any loans. Did you know that? We did not take out any loans. So the mortgage that we're paying is for this building and for the parish center. But Father Patty was a great visionary in setting aside money for the youth center and for our parish center. So it's important you know some of these details. We're blessed here at St. Timothy Parish. I hope one day as I preach this message, it can be challenging, but I know it can be irritating in there. But hopefully as we stand together before God one day in heaven, I hope that you can say, thank you, Father, for preaching this message. In this second reading, it says, let us confidently approach the throne of grace. So hopefully together before God, we can confidently come before God and to be proud of how we've used what he's given us. The contrast with this is Adam and Eve in the garden, they were first able to come confidently before God. They had this open relationship. But then due to the wounds of sin, they begin to hide from God and not willing to expose their lives before God. My desire is that we grow as a faith community, that together, and I appreciate when people challenge me too, and as we go through this exercise, hopefully it's an exercise so we can confidently, through Jesus Christ, who brings us grace and redemption, we can confidently stand before God and really give witness and testimony to our lives and how we've used well our lives for others. I'm honored to be a pastor for you here. I pray that I might grow in service to you and for you, and I look forward to seeing how we're going to grow together as servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.